It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, you're listening to a special interview episode of Popcorn Podcast with Lee and Tim, where we're speaking to Neodome stars Mike Mosley and Nick Logan.
I'm Timmy Fland, movie buff.
And I'm Lee Livingstone, entertainment journalist.
And we love to talk all things movies.
In a post-economic collapse America, a woman
dun, dun, dun. Duh.
A woman travels alone towards the promise of a utopian dome on the horizon. When she negotiates a ride with strangers, we learn no one can be trusted on the road to the Neodome.
Such a great premise. I love it.
Really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So Neodome is directed by Bonnie Discopolo from a screenplay by Mark Allen Pfeffer and Matt Pfeffer.
Neodome stars Anna Camp, Michael Mosley, Nicholas Logan, and Anthony Discopolo.
But we call them Mike and Nick because we're, you know, pretty good friends.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, we can skip the IMDb Nicholas and Michael, just Mike and Nick.
That's it. So actors Mike Mosley and Nick Logan go way back. In fact, the entire cast of Neodome are good friends and got together to submit this piece to South by Southwest pilot category in the hopes of creating ongoing work for themselves and an entertaining story for us to watch.
It's that old saying, isn't it? That the job you want isn't coming to you or doesn't exist. You make it. You create it.
Make it happen. Absolutely. Yeah. So Mike Mosley has enjoyed a long career in some of film and television's best loved titles, including Criminal Minds, Ozark, Scrubs, and much more.
And meanwhile, we've seen Nick Logan in I Care A Lot, opposite Rosamund Pike, the acclaimed Dope Sick with Michael Keaton, Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg, and so many more.
So Mosley and Logan dropped by Popcorn Podcast ahead of South by Southwest Film Festival to talk poisoned pleasantries and tease what's inside the Neodome. Plus, I throw some ideas around with the guys about where the story could be headed. Hint, it may or may not involve Bono.
Oh, I hope it involves Bono.
You know, it reminds me of that scene in The Simpsons movie where they ask, like, who's your dad? And he goes, it's not Bono. It's not Bono. Just because he's Irish.
All right, let's take a listen to this really fun interview.
Trust no one on the road to the Neodome. I really enjoyed it. Congrats.
Thanks. Thank you.
It's a pretty compelling premise and dangles lots of carrots for the audience to get excited about. What excited you both about the project? Nick, maybe you first.
I love just concepts like this anyways. When I was reading it and like my character with Michael's character in particular, it sort of felt like this this fun version of almost like Raising Arizona meets like, you know, kind of Mad Max. And I was like, oh, this is fun. But I mean, for me personally, I've just, you know, me and Mike and Anna and Bonnie, we just go back like a really long ways. And I mean, I was friends with him, but I was also like Mike's trainer. Like Mike kept me afloat, like living like in my early 20s in LA, like just being nice enough to just let me be his trainer, even though I was his friend. And so I was just more excited to play with people I love. But the writing was really good and the concept's really cool. And I think it's something everyone can kind of latch on to and get interested in.
Absolutely. And Mike, what excited you about jumping on board?
Well, yeah, it was a lot of that too. It was a lot of getting to work with my friends and people that we've, you know, we all knew each other when we were answering phones at like offices and waiting tables and stuff. And the idea that we could all kind of get together with on a real pilot and a real show and a real set with real effects and everything like that. And the Pfeffer brothers, you know, put together this really abstract thing with there's this horizon where there's this kind of magical city that we're all driving towards. And I just think there's so much room for different people on the road when they, if they actually ever get to that place, like what is it like in there? Mm. I feel like this is just the kind of the tip of the iceberg.
I was getting Vegas Sphere vibes, but maybe it's not a U2 concert at the end when you go inside. Who knows?
Maybe that's what happens. Maybe we get to the Neodome and it's the U2 concert.
I like that Bono is like the president of...
Tim, I think that's great. Are we recording this? Because that is beautiful. That is gold.
Do you know what? You're welcome. You can have that one for free. Just maybe give me an EP credit somewhere down the bottom.
Got it, man.
Of the mix. Now, are these kinds of stories so compelling because they could actually happen for real? That's what kind of hooked me in most about this. I'm like, this could happen.
You know, I think to your point, like we're in your mind, right? Like you created this U2 concert. It's like Bono, right? I think that's what makes it so compelling is that we don't know what the Neodome is. We don't know, but we want it and we need it and the characters need it. And I think that makes for a really compelling, engaging story. And maybe at some point we find out. I certainly don't know, you know, as Mike said before, we're sort of on a need to know basis, but it's something that every audience member is going to have their own idea of what that is. And I think even like our characters, when we're going out, we don't really know what it is. We just know it's not where we've been and we're willing to do anything to get there. And I think that's something that kind of everyone can relate to.
And just on that, who are your characters, Larry and Gary? What's their story? What do you think is pulling them towards this Neodome?
I think Gary has a bit of a chip on his shoulder about his station in life, and I think he thinks he deserves more. I think he wanted more of that American dream, you know, that like he was promised and spoon-fed as a kid, and as a lot of us are with our pop culture and all this and our entitlements and everything. And I think he's pissed.
And is Larry just going along for the ride?
Larry's such an interesting, fun character, and it's so crazy. When I read it, that was another reason. I like getting ugly with characters, and so this was a great opportunity to do that. But no, I think for Larry, Gary's like the coolest guy in the world. Mm. You know, Gary's got it figured out. Like, Gary's the man, and like, for whatever reason, Gary is like kind to him or is his friend. Now, not really. I don't want to spoil too much, but you know, I think, you know, Larry does a lot of ugly things for Gary. To Larry, it doesn't matter because he's willing to follow Gary anywhere because he's really pretty lost in this world, you know, but he knows that he wants something better. And whether it's that he wants it because he wants it, or he's listened to Gary so much talk about how much better it could be. And like, then it's just, that's an idea he's getting onto. I think that's something for all of us to find out. I'm excited to see where this goes because I'm really interested to find out more about Larry.
Yeah, me too. Just on your point about you like getting ugly with characters. I mean, Larry has some gorgeous pearly whites that he's displaying. How much did they inform your performance once you popped those bad boys in?
Oh, so much. And I mean, God bless Anna and Bonnie and the Pfeffer brothers and Mike for kind of indulging me because there was just this line in the script about like silver tuna was something that he would say when they were happy. And I didn't realize at the time, but just made me think of a silver tooth. And then it hit me later on that that's a line in Home Alone and Joe Pesci yeah. has the tooth. It actually hit me this Christmas. I was like, why did that pop up in my brain as like a thing? And I think it was that. I think it was just Joe Pesci with the tooth. And I think I read silver tuna and that triggered that. Some subconscious thought in me. And I was like, I think this guy has a silver tooth. And so I had one because I have all this weird stuff that I'll use for characters. And I put it in and instantly it was just a different guy and the glue like smears across your teeth and it's like gross and it really affects the way you talk and move. And yeah, I mean, any thoughts I had on Larry sort of totally started to come out once that tooth was in.
I love that visual sort of like hook for the character as well. It made him quite sinister, but goofy at the same time. Now, the dialogue is painfully polite at times. I love the script, and it helps maintain tension among the characters who, underneath those painful pleasantries, have ulterior motives that we come to learn. Is that fun to lean into as an actor? Maybe a little bit more for you, Mike, because you have a lot of dialogue with Monica and a camp.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the fun stuff, right? That's good writing. It's like the pleasantries, you know, it's like, you know, you're pouring tea, but you're plotting their death. You know what I mean? You're offering them food, but you're like, you know that it's poisoned. I think that's just that kind of heightened writing that Game of Thrones does really well. And a lot of great writing is like that. And I think the Pfeffer brothers have that in this show. They're very lyrical and versed at how they can mix these people together. I mean, they're all friends as much as anybody can be a friend in this world. They're all out for themselves.
I want to talk a little bit about South by Southwest. Have you been before, guys?
I have once. Have you, Nick?
Yeah, I haven't been. This is my first time. I'm excited.
So what do you love about it, Mike? And what are you most looking forward to with South by Southwest, Nick?
I love movies and I love, you know, what we get to do for a living. But I love music and I love food and I love these weird tech tents and stuff like that. It's just, and also Austin's just an amazing town. I mean, I love it there. And so anytime I get to go visit, I welcome it.
I guess Mike's just sold it in for you, Nick. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, like, I've never been to Austin, but I've just heard that. Like, I've just heard that forever, you know? And I've been to a lot of different festivals and it's just kind of like, I'm like, oh, South By. I've always wanted to go to South By. So I'm just excited to check out Austin and see it. And I love movies, man. I just love, you know, I love seeing movies. And so I'm excited to go with some friends and watch movies and eat barbecue and check out Texas.
Sign me up. Now, obviously, Neodome is being submitted for the TV pilot program. As an actor, does doing it that way, as in like a festival submission over the standard LA pilot season, does that open up different sort of avenues for actors? How is that different doing it this way?
This is the first time I've ever pitched anything this way or been part of something that was being pitched this way. You know, I've always danced for my soup out here. And then, you know, you find out if it's a green light or not. But so this is fun. This is more competitive in a different way. This is cool. And again, it's like with people, we've all been run around for so long. This would be a good family win for all of us.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'm like Mike. I don't, you know, I've never been a part of something like this. So it's just really cool. I mean, at first, like, oh, you're making a short. And then it's like, no, this could be a really great show. So I'm as interested as you are to find out how it unfolds. I mean, I think if anything, it just gave us more freedom because we were just with friends and it did feel like we were making a film, even though it's not. So it wasn't the whole thing where you do your, you know, you do your audition and then you get a note and you do your callback and you go meet the team. And then you're sort of just like making it, you know, and you're trying to like be cool with everyone. This was more like you're in. It's fine. You don't have to, you know, play the game. So you can have a little more fun and play a little bit more. And I think that makes for a more interesting outcome.
When you're making a pilot, sometimes there'll be two monitors. You know, there'll be the monitor where creative's at. And then there'll be this other monitor that's over there where there's all these execs that are hovering around it, eating crafty and not really looking anybody in the eye. And you don't know what they're talking about. Creatively, that wasn't an issue here. Everybody had the keys to the car, so to speak. And so that was interesting too. So I'm sure that'll adjust if we get to go to the show and make some more of these. But that was kind of a unique. It was cool.
I've got my fingers crossed. It sounds like a great experience. In wrapping up, guys, thank you so much for your time. I'd like to know what your Neodome is. What would you do anything to get to an experience and nothing can get in your way? Is it a U2 concert?
A U2 concert. Yeah. Oh man, that's too deep. I mean, I don't know, man. That's a hard one to answer. Maybe Nick, go. This is you, baby.
Yeah. Like, look, I don't like. I like to think I've kind of gotten a little bit past wanting that. But if it was, I think it would be some like crazy, like adult, like fun park that's also got like lots of like sports gambling and there's like loads of TVs and endless movies and suites and spas. And you know, it's sort of like your ultimate vacation every day. And it's like the Truman Show where there's an ocean and you think it feels like a real ocean. And it's just absolute paradise. It's every like spa beach vacation you've ever wanted, like with Vegas mixed in, except you don't run out of money. I think maybe that's it with great food.
Yeah, there's like lots of good pizza. And then every time you put your hand in your pocket, every time you pull out a dollar, every single time.
Oh, wow. I like that they give you magic
They give you
pants.
magic pants when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think so. Pink.
They're a little snug, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
So basically, your Neodome is a pair of magic pants. I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time, guys, and all the best with premiere at South by very soon.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Trust no one on the road to the Neodome. The tease for this gets you good, doesn't it? You just really want to see what happens next.
And the guys are right. There is so much scope to work with in a premise like this. It could literally go anywhere.
I really, really hope it's received well at South by Southwest because I'd love to see it picked up and fleshed out into this compelling dystopian drama.
Yes, peppered with those pleasantries in the
Poisoned
dialogue.
pleasantries.
So Neodome is playing at South by Southwest Film Festival, which kicks off on March 8.
Visit sxsw.com for session times and further information.
As always, friends, thank you so much for listening.
And we'll catch you next time. We are now on YouTube, guys, where you will find our latest celebrity video interviews. Simply search Popcorn Podcast with Lee and Tim and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single one.
It's not Bono.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.